Well, welcome everybody, and good to see you all, and special welcome for those of you for whom this is your first visit. Good to see you, and I just want to make sure that you're calm and relaxed. You don't have to worry. I'm going to lead us through everything. There's nothing you need to know. There's nothing you need to remember. And that's actually very appropriate way to start what I'm going to be talking about before the meditation this evening. Because I'll tell you a little story about how we got to this evening's subject. This evening's subject is trying too hard. And I spent quite a bit of time over the weekend preparing a subject for this evening, and the subject was going to be anatta, or no self, which is a difficult, complicated subject, and I was trying to work out how to introduce it, and I was driving to here this evening, and I kind of realized as I was driving that I was getting stressed and wound up about it, okay? And I thought to myself, this is kind of silly, you know, getting stressed and wound up about meditation, you know? It's like, there's something wrong here. So I'm not going to do that this evening. Hopefully we will in a week or two's time. Maybe when I feel a little less stressed about it. But I thought it was interesting myself. I used the driving time, such as it was, to kind of think to myself, question, you know, why was I getting stressed? Why was I doing this? And I realized I was just trying too hard. Okay. And this is something that's very easy to do in our meditation. Not so much to say that we shouldn't, you know, be serious and dedicated to our meditation practice. We should. However, when we get attached to the outcome of the meditation, when we think, I have to meditate because I have to achieve such and such, you know, or in my case, you know, I have to prepare this because I have to get this point across. That's when we're doing it wrong. We're trying the wrong thing. We're trying too hard. And it's very easy to do, because most of us come to meditation with a particular idea or goal in mind. You know, we want to be more relaxed. We want to be more calm. We want to become enlightened. You know, whatever it is. All of us, and you know, probably out of the group of us here, there are probably 20 different reasons as to why we meditate. And that's good in the sense that it is what spurs us to meditate. But it's actually very important to, as we come to the practice, to let go of that, you know, and say, I just want to do the practice, okay? Because for many of us, we may find that actually what arises, how we evolve as we meditate, may be something totally different to what we originally wanted to do. And that's quite common, you know. But instead, by just doing the practice, we will grow, a lot of the things that we talk about will happen, but they won't happen if we're clinging on to the end result. Meditation, and particularly mindfulness meditation, similar to what we do, is becoming very trendy at the moment. And you've probably noticed, you've probably seen articles about how mindfulness is the latest management fad, which I find a little strange, because if I were teaching meditation to managers, the first thing I'd say would be, you have to let go of results, and that's going to make many managers' heads explode. Okay. You know, no, I want to meditate so I can get better results. And it's like, well, actually, that's not actually how it works. Okay. And I was reading an article this week where somebody had written kind of a backlash to this trendiness of meditation. And, you know, basically saying, no, meditation doesn't do any of this. And it was quite interesting reading through it, because the guy made a few interesting points. But his underlying argument was he tried meditation and it hadn't worked for him. Okay. And, in fact, he was a little more specific than that, which I thought was quite funny, was he said, well, I've tried meditation several times in my life, and what happens is either I achieve something, in which case I stop doing it, or I don't achieve anything, in which case I stop doing it. And you're thinking, yeah, well, you know, kind of, well, there's your problem, you know, this focus on results. And so, you know, in the spirit of not trying too hard, what I thought we'd do this evening is a very simple breath meditation. And I am going to read one thing that was part of what I prepared for this evening, just one little quote, because I think this is very relevant. And this is from Shunryu Suzuki, who was a great Zen master. And I highly recommend reading Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, if you haven't already. Or if you have already, read it again, because I think I need to too. Beautiful book. And he talks a lot about this, about us trying to grasp onto things in our meditation is actually a very negative thing to do. But instead, we should just meditate. And the example he always gives is, be like a frog. When a frog sits, you know, you think of a picture of a frog sat, you know, with its legs crossed in, you know, perfect lotus position, or however frogs sit. And, you know, the frog is just sitting in its frogness, okay? It's just being a frog, okay? And really that's how we should be moving towards as we meditate, is just being ourselves. You know, the meditation may be the only way we can truly be ourselves. Okay. And this is what he says when he's talking about meditating on the breath, like we're going to do this evening. He says, the air comes in and goes out like someone is passing through a swinging door. If you think I breathe, the I is extra. There is no you to say I. What we call I is just a swinging door, which moves when we inhale and when we exhale. It just moves, that's all. When your mind is pure and calm enough to follow this movement, there is nothing. No I, no world, no mind, no body. I think that's a particularly beautiful way to think about breath meditation. Is as the breath is going in and out, we are just like a swinging door, okay, with the breath coming in and out, not trying to achieve anything, not trying to be something we're not, you know, not trying to change, not trying to become enlightened, not trying desperately, desperately to become more calm, you know, but instead being the swinging door as the breath goes out and the breath comes in. So that's all we're going to do this evening, is a simple breath meditation. And I'd like to really encourage you not to try too hard and not to try to achieve anything, not to try to be really good at the meditation, but just to your ability to just be breathing. Any questions before we start? And we start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our mind. The good stuff, the not so good stuff. The thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week gone by. Recognizing that some of these things are important and some of these things are really not so important. But for now, just letting go of all of them and giving ourselves the gift of being present here to meditate. And becoming aware of the sound around us. Sound of the traffic in the street. Sound of the air conditioning. Sound of our friends about us. And just being aware and completely accepting of all these sounds. And now turning your attention to the place where the weight of your body presses downwards through the cushion and the mat and the chair. Noticing the sensations of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And aware that as your body presses downward, so the cushion, the mat, the chair are all pressing back upward to support you here in this place. Beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back upwards to support you in this place. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, the same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. From that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine arising from your pelvis. And taking a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine. Maybe moving gently side to side, backwards and forward, until you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head, gently moving your head, lengthening and straightening your neck until you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them, but instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. Now becoming aware of your breathing, noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. Noticing the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe. Noticing the difference in sensation from when you breathe in and when you breathe out. Noticing the phases of your breath, noticing the in-breath, and noticing the out-breath. Noticing the small pause between the end of the in-breath and the beginning of the out-breath. And the pause between the end of the out-breath and the arising of the new in-breath. And allowing your mind to rest in gentle awareness of your breathing. Not clinging onto your breath, not grasping as hard as you can in concentration, but instead just in very relaxed, gentle awareness of the process of your breathing. And if at any point you find that your mind has wandered off, you've become distracted, just very gently using the breath as a place that you can bring your mind back to. Not beating yourself up, not trying too hard, but just very gently beginning again in awareness of your breathing. And as you meditate with this awareness on your breath, allowing that awareness to become gentler and more subtle. So that you really do just begin to become like a swinging door, allowing the breath to come in and the breath to go out. And now, very gently, return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. And now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made, may they attain liberation and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.